All right, you guys ready for Beer Corner? Beer Corner, Beer Corner.
I'm so invested. You know I'm invested.
Started out as an April Fool's joke, actually turned into something real.
Well, Wincoop Brewing Company's Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout is made with roasted barley grains and Styrian golden hops.
Okay. Wincoop, they've got a beer that's called the Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout. All right.
But the Denver-based brewery has added another ingredient not found in many, if any, other beers.
Okay, so I'm ready for this other ingredient. You ready for this other ingredient?
I don't think I'm ready for ingredient. I already have an inkling because of the name.
Because of the name. Well,
because of the
you're
name.
Probably
it's
accurate.
In the name.
Bull testicles.
No!
Yeah.
Bull testicle beer.
I knew that was coming.
And so they actually made this beautiful post on Instagram of this
beautiful post
of this stout and like the hops and everything. But then right next to it are these, well, bull testicles.
Yeah.
The 7.2% ABV beverage started as an April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah, okay, just started as a joke.
It should be a Wheel of Dares thing, honestly.
Yeah.
But the reception for the imaginary beer based on Rocky Mountain oysters or bull testicles, a Denver delicacy.
Oh, God. It's a Denver delicacy.
Ew, okay.
I know. I mean, I've heard of Rocky Mountain oysters.
This is aggressive.
But I've never.
You don't need to drink them.
Never drank them or tried them myself. Oh, boy.
Wow, that really adds to it.
They've now decided to actually produce and can a limited run of the beer.
All right, so now you can actually get the Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout.
Can you imagine having to make that?
Like,
if you're the person that has to, like,
acquire them?
Yeah. And, like, mix it in when you squeeze.
Hang on, Kelly. So, in doing research for this, I found out that this brewery isn't the only one to use this sort of ingredient.
What?
Today, we are brewing our famous beer called Qualr.
Okay, this is another brewery.
And what's special about it is that, well, here are the ingredients.
Okay, can't wait to hear this Icelandic brewery and the ingredients in this beer.
It's our high-quality water.
Okay, high quality water. Yes,
great
absolutely.
Place to start.
Delicious water.
Yeah.
Special kind of berry hops.
Okay.
Yep.
Some hops.
So far, so good.
Okay, we're doing good.
We have malted barley.
Malted barley.
That's
everything
typical.
So far yep. is perfect for this Icelandic beer. And?
Two types. And?
Wait for it.
A whale testicle.
So we've got whale testicle and we've got bull testicle.
Hey, like, pump the brakes.
Like, I don't know.
Who came up with this idea? Who
I don't
thinks,
know.
Do you know what this beer needs? I mean, feel like it should be illegal to have
that.
It
needs
a little whale I don't. Why? Why? Why, sir? Why is that necessary?
We got a text message from a listener. Turkey nuts are better.
Oh,
I don't even know.
Why?
How do you even know?
Is this a thing?
How do you even know?
Are we harvesting a whole bunch of animals? Stuff to put. Oh,
hey,
okay.
So, Google real quick what the turkey.
I don't want
what those are called. Because if Rocky Mountain oysters are bull, or does Rocky Mountain oysters? Are they called turkey fries? Because I've heard that expression before too.
Calf fries.
Calf fries.
I don't, Catherine. That might be.
Okay. So, well, yeah, okay. I don't know. Anyways, this Colorado-based beer is making some noise because of their Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout.
I feel like I'm going to have to start looking up what is the code word for all of these animals' testicles.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea that the Rocky Mountain Oysters was that. So I would have just ordered it thinking like, oysters.
Wow.
Reminds
a
me of home.
Stout.
Reminds me of the ocean.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
stout.
there's an, special name
for
name
the turkey.
For the turkey. Yeah.
Or the...
A whale testicle.
Okay. Stop putting that ingredient in beer. I will never, ever, 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 ever have it now.
That is Beer Corner, friends.
That's great.
Beer Corner.
I'm sure there's somebody out there to spit up their oatmeal. That's not good at all.
I don't want an oatmeal stout anymore. I have such a refined palate. I need the Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout.
Nope, you stick with your oatmeal stout.
Uh-uh.
All right, there you go. Beer Corner.
That is not ever happening.
99.7 DJX.